All right, gentlemen, on going to other business now. The first item on the other business is the Coastal Club MRRPC revised preliminary site plan on phase one.
This is a revised site plan for phase one of the Coastal Club RPC. The commission originally granted final approval for phase one on September 20th of 2006. On March 24th of this year, you approved a revised master plan. The phase one site includes 83 single-family lots, 70 townhouse units, and a 16,232 square foot clubhouse. Phase ones consist of 139.05 acres. It's the same as the approved revised master plan. The proposed setbacks for the single-family lots are 20-foot front yards and 10-foot side and rear yards. The minimum lot size is 7,500 square feet. The setbacks for the townhouse units are 20-foot front and rear yards and 10-foot sides with a minimum of 20 feet between buildings. The maximum building length is 165 feet. Since this is an RPC, you may modify the setbacks to allow for a better design. 211 parking spaces are provided for the townhouse units. There's 110 spaces for the clubhouse. Two tennis courts are also provided. Tidewater will provide central sewer and water. There's no wetlands being impacted. The site plan is suitable for revised preliminary approval, and since it's an RPC, final approval will be subject to your review and approval once we received all agency approvals. I provided you with a copy of the revised site plan.
Mr. Abbott, I have a question for you. When you talked about how we have the ability to modify the setbacks, are the setbacks that are currently proposed, are those the ones that are within the code and what we originally had approved?
You've allowed some RPCs to have a 10-foot.
Excuse me?
For some RPCs, you've allowed to have 10-foot front yard setbacks. The 10-foot standard for the MRRPC cluster ordinance allows a 25-foot front yard setback.
But in this case, they're proposing 20-foot,
20 for the front,
yes. 10.
Correct.
Okay. And was in the original plan, was there any requirements for other recreational amenities such as a swimming pool?
Pool, walking trails. They're just not on this, provided at this time, in this phase.
So the pools must be in a different phase?
Yes.
Okay. And gentlemen, another comment I have about this one is they should do a spell check, because on page two, future spelled F-U-R-T-U-R-E.
That's because we're trying to join hands with the Greeks.
Just to share that with them. Just let them know that I look at these plans.
Is the bald eagle still in residence, or is it?
I think that's why they refer to it as X.
X?
E-X.
The bald eagle residency ceased within a year of the approval.
So they still have the restriction, even though
never been lifted, never been changed. It's still
the once a bald eagle nest, always a bald eagle nest.
The time limit based on the Fish and Wildlife Service. I don't know what that number is.
But and yeah, that's how the plan was approved
too. They were trying to figure out what happened to the bald eagle about a year later, after we had approved the rezone.
Found a girlfriend. Or boyfriend.
Maybe got shot like the one in Millsboro.
I got a little bald spot. Maybe I could
subdivision got the. I thought it was gone once that subdivision got that preliminary approval.
Now, what the eagle problem at Coastal Club was the reason for the big circle, and it was because of the location of the nest at that time, and within a year there was no nest.
Hey, they were probably starting to.
That what happened to the eagle?
Well, they probably started to charge eagle maintenance fees, and if they didn't want to pay them, it left.
He couldn't afford the HOA dues.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Coastal Club, my motion is for approval as a revised preliminary site plan referencing phase one.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Coastal Club MRRPC revised preliminary site plan in Phase 1 on Road 285. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.